This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to day two of our coverage of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. We're on the floor of the Bismarck Event Center, and a lot going on. We have a little What's On Your Mind studio, so you can stop by and say hello, take a seat, have a chat if you'd like. We have some MyPillows we're giving away. If you come up and say, what's the catch on that MyPillow, then we're going to throw the MyPillow to you. Some copies of my book, Gary Thalesson's book. So a lot of reasons to stop by and see us. And, of course, a who's who of the oil and gas industry all week long. Busy show. Ryan Zinke, the Secretary of Interior, will be here. Tell us about his trip to the park yesterday. It was at Teddy Roosevelt National Park, so we'll find out about that. Of course, Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us from Washington, D.C., Lieutenant Governor Brent Safford, and a lot more. Whoa! Oh my gosh, is that who I think it is? Crystal, is that who that is? The Burning Hill Singers are walking by. Todd, you know the Burning Hill Singers. The Burning Hill Singers. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, I know who they are. I don't know them. I don't believe
them. Yeah. The theme of this year's musical, I heard, is family. First night coming up June 1st. Get your ticket, your deals, your packages at Medora.com. I'm going to just see if they'd be, you think they'd stop maybe in the, hey, aren't you that Chet guy, Chet Wolin from the Medora musical? Is that you?
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going?
Great.
Good.
You're probably walking around with the guitar and my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get stopped like this a lot?
Oh, all the time.
Wow.
Yeah, this is like the 7th.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Candace is here. Chet's here. The whole crew from
all
the
here.
Burning Hill Singers.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Well, since you have the guitar,
might as well.
Do you mind?
No,
okay,
yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Let's hear it, ladies and gentlemen, for the Burning Hill Singers. Woo! Let them go.
Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. Around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Well, go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talking man. Make a big fool of yourself.
Well, I'm going to Jackson.
Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm going to snowball. Jackson.
See if I care.
Well, we got married in a fever. Hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson.
That's right.
And that's a fact. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson.
Is that any good or what? The Burning Hill Singers, fantastic job. We got a little taste of the musical for this year. Man alive, we started the program here on What's On Your Mind a lot of different ways, but never with the Burning Hill Singers cranking out a great number from this year's event. So how fun is that? And Chet Wolin, who, of course, is back.
Hey.
As host of the musical, joins us. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
That was wonderful. Thank
hey,
you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What That's fun always bunch. Fun to sing with my wife.
Isn't that something?
That.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, very nice. You and Candace and the whole crew there. And this year's theme is family. So
family.
Tell us what we're going to find this year.
Well, like last year, the theme was heroes. And that was, you know, honoring not just, you know, police and firefighters, but like, you know, your own personal heroes, your parents, your teachers and stuff. But this year is family. And that's along the same lines as, it doesn't have to be your immediate family. It can just be your friends or anyone that you love. That's basically the motto this year, which is important to me, especially because Medora is such a family place to me, because my wife's there, my parents met there, my sister met her husband there, my dad's the producer-director, so this theme is a good one. I like it.
Yeah, it is. That's really great. And I have to tell you, I always, you know, say that's the best year ever for the musical, this one of those guys, because I just love it. But that theme last year really just, I mean, I left there teared up, you know.
Yeah.
It really touches
there
people.
There were some powerful moments last year, yeah.
And I think the idea of doing the family part of that is great. And Mendora just seems to be hitting a stride that's really just phenomenal. I mean, all the things you've added and everything there, I mean, it really is it's in a good place right now.
It's a great place. Like, with all the extra shows, the gospel brunch, and everything going on at the Old Town Hall Theater, it's definitely a lot bigger than when I was young and a lot more going on, and it's great.
Now, did you do a couple numbers of Gospel Brunch, too?
Yes, I was in that with Emily and Candace and a couple others. Yeah, this year I'm just going to swing it, though. I'm not going to be in it. I'm kind of just taking a breather this year, I think.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a nice addition. Nice addition.
It's great.
There's just so much to be able to do and say and take it all in. You guys pack a lot in, right? I mean, so you're like, you know, Broadway show every night, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. There's probably like 40 shows or 40 songs in the show at night, and then the gospel's got like 45, so it's...
And then how many days in a row are you doing this,
that's
right?
That's 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And then the gospel's 4. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun.
Does it ever, what I want people to understand is that is work. That's a grind. I mean, you're on stage on all the time.
It's a lot of fun, but it's a job. I mean, you have to put in a lot of hours of singing. It's kind of funny because at the beginning of the year, you just start building that stamina up, which kind of gets you through. Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit about some of your other, how many new cast members?
There's a lot of returners this year, but there's three new men. Two Bens, one from Ohio and one from Phoenix, Arizona, and then, who is it? Oh, and John. John Woodward is from White Bear Lake, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, kind of a, there's auditions. I mean, it's no easy thing to become a Burning Hill singer,
right?
Yeah,
it's they audition in, it's called SETCs. It's a Southeastern Theater Conference where they audition a bunch of people from all over the country, and then they also hold auditions in Fargo and Bismarck and in Minneapolis. So, there's a lot.
By the way, again, Mendora.com for tickets, deals, packages. First night is June 1st, so we are so close.
So close.
So close.
It's kind of terrifying.
And the theme this year is family. The Burning Hill Singers, Chet and Candace and the whole crew, opened up the Williston Mason Petroleum Conference today with the national anthem.
Yeah.
So that's pretty neat.
It was great.
Do that in that big room.
I'd never been in here before.
Oh, yeah. They've really got it set up unique for this. I mean, it's... It looks big time.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I've got the risers in the back of the
big
stage.
Yeah.
So a lot of really neat things there, so that's kind of fun. Of course, you brought Teddy Roosevelt with you, too, I understand.
Sure, he's great. He's so great. Yeah, he'll be performing at the Old Town Hall as well. He'll have a show for, like, I think 4 weeks this summer.
So talk about being a host, because you were a Burning Hill singer before you were a host.
Yeah, this is my third year as a host. I was a Burning Hill singer for 9 years. And then I became a host in 2016. Yeah,
and that's a unique position. I mean, it's sort of the ambassador of Mendora and part of the Mendora musical, and of course Bill Sorensen, Buffalo Bill did it for so many years as well. Did was he a good? Was it like an apprentice thing? Are you knowing you're going to do it before you do it? Or are you getting tips from Crazy Bill?
You never
Bill,
know what you're going to get with Bill.
Yeah,
no, he's so much fun to work with, and he's just one of those people. Like some nights he'll just. You never know what he'll go off on. And
there's no such thing as a script?
No, but it's so much fun to play with him. It really is.
So what did you, you want to be your own host, right? You want to have your own signature, but I imagine there's tradition there and there's things to do. So how do you meld those?
Well, I think I've been a part of this show for a long time, and I guess I just kind of fit in my own space. I think I'm just my own thing, and Bill's his own thing, and we work well together as a team. Yeah.
And do you, when you're, you know, the show ends for the summer. You're done.
Yeah.
You start immediately, almost on the next year. And what are we going to do? Start writing and the songs.
You mean for the next year?
For the jokes? Yeah. I mean, when are you working on the next year's show?
Well, there's a production team out of Minneapolis that usually starts in probably around January. They kind of come up to I have no involvement in the writing. It's all the production team. So they start in about January and they come up with a theme and they come up with a kind of a loose script and songs and then. This week, we're actually putting it on stage and making it all meld together. So it's going to be a long week, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
So, and that's just part of the process, I suppose. Yeah, right? Got to
seat your pants.
Take it off the sheet of paper.
And we'll be doing 12-hour days starting tomorrow.
That's fantastic. Well, Mendora.com, get the tickets there. Deals, packages, the works. First night's June 1st, so they won't be here It'll be here before you know it, and then cranking all year long. Anything else you want to tell us, Chet?
You can get your tickets at 1-800-MEDORA-1 and Medora.com, and just come on out. It's going to be a blast. We got so many things going on this summer. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Where did the rest of the crew go now? They left us.
They're going back to Medora. No, we have another promo at a promotion gig at the new bank right after this.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. First International Bank of Trust?
Yeah.
Big, beautiful bank.
It's gorgeous.
Absolutely. That's right. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Have a good season, and we'll see you there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. Good chatting with you, Chet. Chet Wollen is the host of the Medora musical, and, of course, he gave us a little taste of what we're going to hear this year. So kind of fun to start the show that way. Todd, have we ever done that before? Remind me. I think we've never started with a live musical act on What's On Your Mind. I don't think we have. Sort of like, I don't know what. Did Johnny Carson used to do that? It's been done before, but I'm not sure we've done it. So, very cool. More coming up from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. What's on your mind? Tell me right now, 800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Secretary of Interior Ryan Zinke on the stage right now, and he'll leave the stage and come right here to the What's On Your Mind microphones. Look forward to that conversation. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will tell us about his trip to the Teddy Roosevelt National Park with Governor Burgum and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke yesterday, and other things they're hoping to accomplish with the visit of the secretary here to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. I want to remind you that we will be live in Valley City on Friday to kick off the Memorial Day holiday weekend. PetroServe USA, Valley City, exit 292. I want you to think about a couple of things. 20 cents off a gallon. 20 cents off a gallon. You can fill up and get 20 cents off a gallon on E15. A deal. PetroServe USA only, Valley City location, exit 292. Now, how about a burger? And not just, you know, a burger. And you may say, Scott, yeah, PetroServe USA, stop at a convenience store, get a burger. No, no, no. Not a convenience store burger. They have a full kitchen, the big grill. This is kind of like your hometown cafe, okay? They got the hot grill back there, right? They take Valley meat, fresh beef, fresh ground beef, hand patty it, throw it on the grill. Then they go over here and do a little caramelized onions. And then they go over here and toast a bun. And then they put the cheese on the burger, and it's just about done. Then come the caramelized onions, and they put it on the fresh baked bun, and I'm telling you, you have the best, the best, the best. Absolutely no holes barred, the best burger you've ever had in the great state of North Dakota. So, well, specials on those and lots of other great specials, so come on by and see us. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better live Friday on What's On Your Mind. We chatted earlier with Harold Hamm, America's oil champion, Continental Resources. They are the biggest player in the Bakken. And where are we at today compared to where we've been, you know, among the questions we asked? Talked a little bit about the, you know, efficiencies that have come out of the industry as well. Here's a little bit of what Harold had to say. Todd, could you play the cut there? Let's see here. It's the first one on why the Bakken is, you know, how we get the oil out of the ground in the Bakken play, what makes it special?
We believe now means it's a time for us to harvest. And, you know, the good thing about the Bakken, a lot of, it's different than a lot of oil fields. We're in a shale play that if you don't harvest it, it doesn't go anywhere. You know, it's going to stay in that rock and that drilling spacing unit for the most part. So we're not under the competitive pressures that you are in a lot of plays. A lot of plays, you either get your part or you missed it. In this situation, you can pick those apples off the tree when you want to. So that's a good part about it.
Pick those apples off the tree when you want to. Isn't that interesting? And, of course, that was a different thing when there was tons of investment. $12, $14 million per drilling rig and 191 rigs because there was this arms race, if you will, to pull oil out of the ground. He was, you know, saying rules applied. It wasn't going anywhere, but the price was obviously so high, and that's why a lot of that activity happened. Well, now you have the efficiencies that he talks about as well. And play that cut, Todd, because this is really something I don't think gets enough attention on the efficiency differences of what it, you know, what it takes to bring oil out of the ground from when this play first started. Listen to this.
Well, it's, the wonder of modern-day efficiencies. And the entire process has changed, from what it was when we first began and up here, 2002. we could barely stay in zone. It was very difficult drilling 1 mile, much less two. Today, we can drill three and a half miles if we need to. Most of these wells are about 10,000 feet, cover about 2 miles. But so the entire process has changed, also the cost of that. Back then, we were spending, upwards of $10 to $12 million.
Per well.
And today, we're around seven. So, tremendous change been brought about by our teams, and the technology in our industry. So,
what's amazing, when they started it, the very infancy of this, of course the cost was considerably even more than $10 to $12 million. They got it to a sweet spot of $10 to $12 million, and now, pretty common for it to be a $7 million operation. But I've heard reports of them doing it for as little as five. So that's why I like to, refer to it as really it's like the iPhone. From the iPhone's inception to iPhone 10, you have the similar amount of efficiencies here, and the costs have come way down. And that's what Saudi Arabia didn't think the United States of America would be able to pull off. Pretty amazing. Bill and Mandan, what's on your mind? Hi, Bill, are you there?
Yeah, I sure am. I kind of feel like we've been duped. Oil prices going up, gas going up, American oil, American soil. We should be paying less than ever right now. Kind of feel like we helped bring an administration into the White House that basically is cottered to the oil industry. And you guys, you and your program are amazing at just promoting oil, oil, oil. Right now I heard that $60 oil is the equivalent of $100 oil back just a few short years ago. So basically what we've allowed the oil companies to do is create a monopoly, and shows like yours encourage that.
Well, that's one viewpoint, Bill, and you're certainly entitled to it.
Many viewpoints. North Dakota leads the nation in depression right now. Your shows depress people because you come up all hopped up on caffeine promoting oil.
Who are spending
more in gas right now than they were a few short years ago when we've got so much oil?
But there's a million dynamics in that. I mean, for one, for instance, and I asked Harold that in this interview. You can watch the whole thing beginning to end at Facebook Live if you want. One of the questions I've heard a lot from people here that are, you know, the vendors that do oil field services and sell things to these companies, they're saying, okay, we lowered our price to get you where you need to be. Now we need to come back up a little bit because we're at break even. And Harold is saying,
they were making so much money.
Can I finish,
so
Bill?
Can I finish
my story? And then you're happy to comment anything you like. And what he said is they are going to get more. But in the meantime, the difference between the cost of production and what they're taking, they're paying down debt too. So there's a lot of dynamics. What you're saying, Bill, you could point to different things to say, well, he's exactly right. But it isn't the entire picture. You got to look at the entire picture, and you know, adjusted for the cost of inflation, a gallon of gas of oil is in pretty good shape when you look at over the long sweep. I want it lower. I think you got to find a sweet spot. I don't like $100 oil because then I think you do get outrageously high oil prices, and there's ag things. I think you also need to recognize, and I'm not hopped up on oil. What I'm hopped up on is economic opportunity in North Dakota. There are companies forming, jobs being created because of this industry, because of this resource being right here. Families are moving back here because of that. That's what I get hopped up on. And you know what? The better they do that, the better for everybody. That's better for our tax base. That's better for, you know, our economy. So there's good in there that you need to recognize, Bill, is all I'm saying.
A lot of those oil guys are never going to come back. They go wherever the drilling is.
Bill, I got to take a break. I'm sorry you're depressed. Listen a little closer, and I think you'll have a whole lot of optimism. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation documentation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Powered by MyPillow on What's on Your Mind. And if you come to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference and you say, what's the catch to get a free pillow? You back up, I throw you one, you win it. Simple as that. So just remember that if you're coming into the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference today, what's the catch? We'll throw you MyPillow and it'll be yours free. Let's see here. David and Bismarck want to respond to Bill. I do have a bunch of texts from folks too. In fact, that Bill fella is an idiot. Makes me irritated to hear people make outlandish comments like that and not have a clue on how the process works out there. Another guy says, I'm listening to guys like Bill now. That's depressing. You know what? I don't mind differing viewpoints. I really don't, because I think there's some people that think those things and then they don't ever say anything. And if they do, we get a chance to talk about it. So I'm okay with it. David and Bismarck, what do you want to say?
Hi, I really appreciate you taking my call. I enjoyed your show. I'm a truck driver, so I'm not always in North Dakota, but when I'm here, I like to listen. But I just wanted to respond back a few years ago when oil prices were high and everybody was complaining about the oil companies making their $600 billion in profits or whatever it was. What nobody paid any attention to was the government made like $1.4 trillion in taxes in that same period. And so, you know, everybody benefits when the price of oil is doing good and when the oil market is doing good.
Yeah, we always want government to spend less of what they get. But very good point. If it wasn't there, you know, it would be it'd be an issue. It'd be a different tax burden for the rest of us. You know, that's
exactly.
Yeah.
It brings in good things for everyone. It does increase the price, but you know, it's a good product that we depend on. And without that oil, you know, food would be scarce.
Good point, David. I appreciate you calling and listening. Thank you very much. Our next guest, CPA by training, so he could probably answer this question better than me, but he was also leading a tour with Ryan Zinke. The Secretary of Interior is going to join us here next on the program, the Lieutenant Governor of our fine state, Brent Sanford. Brent, welcome back.
Thank you, Scott. What a great event, huh?
Yeah, this is fun.
Amazing.
It is. We had a call from a listener you didn't hear, but the listener essentially said, I'm sick of you being, you know, in the tank for oil, and this, you know, you always talk about how this is good. How is this good? You know, oil prices are up, gas prices are up. That's not good. That's bad. So I said, sort of not the whole picture there. You know, there's a lot of economic vitality out of that. But obviously, when oil prices go up, gas prices go up. So, you know, what do you tell folks about the dynamic of that, of needing a price to get the level of development that creates all these jobs and activities and tax base, at the same time not wanting a price too high that there's a consumer pain point?
Yeah, the interplay between the oil price and the gas price was, we've seen the extremes over the last 10 years. 2008, $143 oil, gas approaching $5. That was not good. There was chaos in markets. There was chaos in consumer consumer fears about what are we going to do next, how we can't afford $5 per gallon. Then all of a sudden you crash down to the 2015-16 point where gas is plentiful, gas is $2 or less, oil at $26. That wasn't good either. That wasn't good for the global economy. That was not good for the United States economy. That was not good for this area. There's got to be a balancing point. Right now is a good balancing point. That's $70 point for WTI. You know, some gas you can still buy for under $3. You think about where that was, where the price of gas was 15, 20 years ago. You know, that's pretty affordable. It seems like it's kind of a nice balancing point now. But with the lack of exploration the last 4 years when the prices were so bad, who knows what's going to happen to this price. You know, I think all believe that the 70 to 90 is a nice point for OPEC, so that helps. You know, it helps with Russia, it helps with our industry itself. So we'll see if we can stay in this nice comfortable zone like we did for a while during the boom from 11 to 14.
I asked Harold Hamm about that because you hear it from the people that are in the oil field services. They say, okay, our prices stayed at the rock bottom because prices plummeted. Prices coming back up. When do we get sort of our little bump? And he said, you know, that's happening. But he said, you got to remember, we have a lot of debt to pay down.
Yeah.
So
they lost money for 4 years. So yeah. Now there's a little bit of earnings per share, and they're trying to make sure that they're making hay while they can pay down some debt. It's not all going back down hole this time. During the boom, a lot of it was going back down hole. Now there's dividends to stockholders. They're paying down debt, so it's more financially healthy.
You know, the robust activity is a good thing for everybody,
yeah.
But certainly for state government. But I've not known any elected leader in North Dakota, for that matter, Republican or Democrat. Most of the Democrats are critics, but some are not of the industry, who basically say, you know, just do what you want, oil industry. I mean, if they are stepping out of the lane, they're going to hear about it from you and the governor and you know, from the congressional delegation and others anyway, right?
I mean, absolutely. From DEQ, from DMR, I mean, all the acronyms, but all the state agencies that are involved in regulatory, they do a great job every day working with the industry, making sure that we're staying on track with reasonable regulation.
I want to ask you about the visit yesterday. He's still here today, but we'll chat with him in a minute. The Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zenke, saw that great photo, several of them, at the Teddy Roosevelt National Park with you and everybody. How was it?
Awesome. Amazing to have the Secretary of Interior there and a person who's talking about the balance between conservation and energy development. And it's something to behold when you have him there, you know, looking at this great space that we have and wanting to maximize the potential of Theodore Roosevelt National Park as well. So we had a conversation about the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library conversation that has been happening in the Dickinson and Medora area, and the governor's been involved in that. Talking about the reinvestment of earnings from energy development on a federal level back into infrastructure for recreation and tourism. I mean, him and the president are thinking about this like a business, and it's very exciting to see. But they're very concerned about the conservation side of the parks as well. So it should be something that all can agree on. He said, what better message for all Americans to agree on than we need to put money back into these parks and these great places that we have.
He saw more than the park. Talk a little bit about the tour that he took. Harold Hamm told us that they had CNBC, which is a neat deal, out live on a rig, and they showed some of that footage this morning where they interviewed him, and of course the secretary as well, to get an idea of how we do it here, right? On these federal lands, how'd it go?
Got to see the reality of what happens on a drilling rig. So you had the governor, you had the Secretary of Interior, Harold Hamm giving them a tour with CNBC right behind them, and I was behind the CNBC cameras too. But I mean, fascinating to see up front and close the joystick making the change from adding the next string of pipe, going down hole, drilling for oil. I mean, we got to see it up front and close with CNBC. And Harold was able to explain how it actually works, you know, how you go down and go across 2 miles on the laterals, I mean, and through what might be federal land. So that was the point for Secretary Zinke is, you do have a lot to say about this, and he said it in there, that government can't move as fast as private industry can, and that's what we run into in the speed of development, is you run into 1 year, 2 year snags if you're going through federal minerals. And so he oversees BLM, Bureau of Land Management, which oversees minerals under the federal lands in this a lot of the western part of the state. So he's got a lot to say about it. The main point for him is we need quicker access, streamlined paperwork, red tape reduction, and he and the president are on board with that.
So have you seen that needle move now? I mean, can you point to things already that we've said, hey, this isn't working for us, and that have been fixed?
Well, it's been communicated upwards. It takes a long time to move the ship like this, but he's reorganizing interior, which hasn't been done for 100 years. And some of that reorganization will affect us positively in BLM and BIA as far as getting streamline of regulations. One of the individuals that was there with us in the vehicle on the tour from BLM stated that he has put together some policy change ideas where it can free that up. And then it goes from BLM to BIA in a more seamless manner. We realize there's going to be federal bureaucracy involved on drilling and oil exploration and minerals exploration on federal lands. And there's going to be another process, another overlaying process, but no one thinks that it has to be 2 years long when you can do this in 60 days or less on private and state minerals.
Is there an answer for that? I mean, in other words, when you say, why does it take 2 years? Is there an explanation of, you know, other than, well, it just does?
Not a short one. Not a short one. But I can tell you,
but they
myself and Lynn Helms and Chairman Fox are on what's called Royalty Policy Committee that's under Interior. That's a group assigned by Secretary Zinke. We're talking about those issues in depth. And Lynn Helms, as you can imagine, can get down to the granular level of this procedure, this process. And a lot of it deals with primacy of whether Dave Glaude and our Department of Environmental Quality can oversee the permitting and DMR can oversee the permitting, or does it have to go up the chain into the federal bureaucracy to oversee permitting? Then you have right-of-way acquisition that the BIA oversees on the tribe, on the reservations, where we identified some bottlenecks within that process. So it's a long conversation, a lot more layers of government. You have tribal regulation, federal regulation, in addition to what you have off the reservations and off the federal lands with Department of Resources and the operators, and they're doing the business every day, so we get to see what it looks like without federal and tribal on those lands.
One of the things I want to ask him is whether or not he's seen enough here to believe that we should do more drilling on federal lands and use it specifically as a debt retirement plan, right? So if we can show responsible development on federal lands, the federal government is the recipient because they own the mineral rights,
yep.
And those dollars could be targeted specifically to paying down our federal debt. Because you're a dad, I'm a dad. This is what keeps me up at night.
Yep.
How's the $20 trillion going to go away? Right now, our hope is economic growth, and you know Trump is trying to get 3 to 4, 4 to 5, right? So
yep.
Keep moving that needle, but you're still just going to chip away at it,
yep.
with economic growth. Boy, with more revenue.
It.
Yeah, is that? I mean, is that?
He sees it. He talks in terms of revenues that they used to receive in Interior and how that reduced during the Obama administration because of pulling away leasing activity, pulling away access to federal lands for oil and minerals development. And so he sees that, and they're opening up lease areas again, and they're doing it in a responsible manner. So don't get us wrong. It's not that we're just opening this up and not having regulation. He spoke in there about what it looks like in foreign countries where there's no responsibility placed on the operators, where there's no responsibility from local government in reasonable regulation. That doesn't look pretty. What happens in America is safe, responsible development of resources, and he gets that. And I also tell you that we actually can in some ways have better environmental regulation off federal on the part that Lynn Helms and the DMR oversee as an example with flaring. Why is there more flaring on federal and tribal land than state lands? That's because of how hard it is to get access to put pipe in the ground to get that gas into the grid. So environmentally, we actually do a better job having the feds out of the picture. So we're hoping that he sees that. We're hoping that he can help streamline the paperwork so we can get quicker access to the ground, to the right-of-way, to put the pipe in the ground, to get that gas into the market, into the grid.
What percentage of, just rough numbers if you know, North Dakota federal lands are not currently being developed that have mineral rights? That have minerals?
A lot.
Is it?
If you look at a map. 80%,
90%?
At least half. If you look at a map of McKenzie County, a lot of the acreage in McKenzie County that doesn't have spacing units on it assigned is because it's federal lands. A lot of it's grassland, so it's under Sonny Perdue. But BLM has access to those minerals and manages those minerals.
I know there's some of our environmentalist friends listening right now thinking, oh, there you are. You want to rape the landscape. No. What I want to do is reduce the federal debt. That's important, number one. But put a footprint there that's smaller than most farms when you're done.
Yeah. So, responsible development. So if you go to McKenzie County, you see a few acres aside for a multi-well pad, and then for 2 miles, it's nothing but farmland and ranchland in between.
Yeah.
That's the future.
We have
that's what we're doing now.
We have the model right here. So
yep.
It's something to think about. But I think if we tie it to reducing the national debt, maybe we'll have more fans with us. Thanks, Brent, as always.
Thanks, Scott. Pleasure.
Our most capable Lieutenant Governor, Brent Sanford, with us from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, the Secretary of Interior. When we come back, he's here.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101-degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and the Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India State Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What's on your mind, live from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference with a very special guest, the Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke, is with us on the program. Mr. Zinke, nice to see you.
Great to be here. Great to be in North Dakota. You know, family's from Lincoln, McCluskey, so I have deep North Dakota roots. It feels like home.
The first big question I need to ask you, very important to North Dakotans. Have you ever told a North Dakota joke?
I have.
Oh, my gosh. I was afraid that was going to be the answer.
You know, Montana and North Dakota, all good natured, but I tell you, growing up, it was good natured North Dakota jokes. Of course, you know, the joke of Montana is now North Dakota has the majority of the Bakken. And the North Dakota books are pretty good.
And I got to tell you, the football team is really good.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly right. Well, you're one of us. You're a neighbor. So we like the fact that you're heading up the Department of Interior. What's the ride been like? I mean, it's obvious working for Donald Trump, you don't sit still much. I mean, what tell us a little bit about this post so far.
He's a terrific boss. He straightforward, does not micromanage. He expects results, and he follows it just like a CEO. He's very business oriented, looks at the numbers. We talk about energy and the economy and driving. He's about core economic strength of this country and drain the swamp. And, you know, people, what's the president doing? Look at his campaign promises. What he's promised, he's delivering. First time in a long time in this country that any now politician has the resolve to actually do what he said he'd do. And so you look at the taxes, you look at the regulatory reduction, you look at energy, you look at what he's done across the board. But he's delightful to work for.
You made a comment today in your address to this group that drilling is economically, environmentally, and morally the right thing to do. A great combination. I love hearing that, but, you know, some of our anti-industry folks, some of the extreme environmentalists, I refer to many of them because I've seen them firsthand and what they do as eco-terrorists, would say, you know, exactly the opposite, that the moral thing to do is leave it in the ground. What do you say to that?
Well, let's look at environmentally. It is better to produce energy in this country under reasonable regulation than to watch it get produced overseas with no regulation. Nobody does it better than the U.S., and you look at that, our technology, innovation, stewardship, and I'm all the above. You know, wind in the right place, you know, no one likes looking at it. So wind in the right place, solar, no one likes to chew up, you know, thousands of acres of single use. A little pump jack on the side that's producing, you know, is far less, you know, as far as visual than some. But we can do it right. And so environmentally, it's better to produce energy here. Economically, you got to have an engine in this country. Jobs matter, and energy is core to a industrial might in this country for manufacturing, for making sure that the cost of transportation, the cost of heating remains low. And lastly, morally, you know, I spent 23 years as a Navy SEAL. And I don't want my kids, I don't want your kids having to deploy overseas and fight for energy we have here. And I don't want to see this country ever being held hostage for energy. There's a lot of reasons to fight overseas. You fight for freedom, you fight for family, you fight for country. But you don't fight for energy when we have it here. And Made in America energy is the right policy. Again, environmentally, economically, and morally.
Environmentally, you used an example of how oil and gas development is done in some other countries, and that's a very good point because, you know, the regulations here obviously ensure that if you do it here, it's done for the environment a heck of a lot better than it is in some of the places you showed.
Right? Well, even coal. I mean, it's better to ship clean coal, you know, less sulfur, less contaminants, rather than having coal burned overseas that is lower grade. So it makes sense to me to make sure that the U.S. position is energy dominance, and we should be in the forefront, which we are, on clean energy technology, making sure that our coal processes invest in innovation. That's how America leads. And quite frankly, you look at Russia, you look at Iran. You know, how are you going to apply pressure to Iran? Two ways, militarily or economically. And economically, we can supplant every drop of crude if we so choose.
How was the park yesterday, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park?
You know, I got to tell you, I reassessed my idea about North Dakota because I've driven through North Dakota, haven't spent a lot of time in North Dakota, but I always thought North Dakota was flat. And I always, tongue-in-cheek, you know, Montana, said, well, North Dakota is really about the people because the people of North Dakota are magnificent. But I got to tell you, the Theodore Roosevelt Park is among the treasures of this nation. Drop-dead gorgeous. Getting a little pressure on it. We're working to get the Presidential Library, the museum, the upgraded visitor center, and that beautiful little town, Medora. I think it'll be a destination. And it tells a great story about Roosevelt. And the important part of that story is that's where the conservation movement began, right there at Elkhorn Ranch.
Great point. Tie those two together. Secretary Zinke has been kind enough to agree to stick around with us, and we're going to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Take a few questions coming up on What's On Your Mind, so don't go away, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.